Stories from the past. Oral culture passed down from one generation to the next. Here, in Turkey's Kurdish heartland, there's a long history of struggle that many say hasn't ended.
My life is getting harder day to day. As a Kurdish, I can't speak my language on the streets. They're looking at us as a terrorist.
Many Kurds are hoping the upcoming presidential election will bring a change in leadership. They accuse President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of implementing undemocratic policies. The main Kurdish political force has thrown its weight behind the candidate fielded by a six-party opposition alliance.
We need to get rid of Tayyip Erdogan as the president. So Kılıçdaroğlu is the person who seems to replace him. Then we will have a new ball game, we will have a new process, we have a new historical era.
But it's an unlikely coalition. In terms of ideology, the parties that have joined forces have little in common, apart from their goal to unseat Erdogan.
İlişkinin çok böyle bir güven üzerine oturduğunu söylemek mümkün değil.
The relationship between the opposition Nation Alliance and HDP is not based on trust. And Kurdish voters know this, but there is no alternative.
Traditionally, the Republican People's Party had little support among the Kurdish minority. Before the AK Party came to power, CHP-led governments suppressed their rights. In the last election, the party's candidate received just less than 10% of the vote in Kurdish majority areas.
But now, CHP leader Kılıçdaroğlu is saying the right things, promising to resolve Kurdish issues in parliament and release political prisoners. But not everyone is convinced.
They're using us Kurds. All the parties are trying to benefit from us for political bargaining.
For now, many Kurds are focusing on what their vote can do. Possibly tip the balance in what they say is a crucial ballot and usher in a new chapter in the country's history. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Diyarbakir, Southeast Turkey.
So really